With 85,000 staff across nearly 1,000 stores, UK retailer Marks & Spencer has plenty of data to crunch. Stores in the top quartile for employee engagement are twice as likely to achieve the highest service rating and have 25% less staff absence compared to stores in the bottom quartile. It turns out that engaged employees deliver better customer service and take less time off sick. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Yet, despite this robust evidence, the vast majority of companies are either doing nothing or not enough to engage their staff. The lack of progress causes consultants to invent new ways of saying the same thing. Engagement is dead. Long live employee experience. Forget engagement. Think about organisational health. But actually, it's all broadly the same thing. The problem with employee engagement isn't what we're calling it. The problem is we're failing to make the necessary fundamental changes to our disengaging workplace practices.